resolutions of recommendations, particular sectors, ABC, and so it's very, very important. If we can do that,
the recommendation came, I don't see the recommendation for the checkers in, if maybe they've quoted and put their rules that chairperson, I'm not mentioning the chairperson, that committee recommended that it must be, there must be the provincial department to come and account. Maybe they can quote the rules that, I don't know how to put it, because I don't see, to me, okay. I can see that
Can I assist? After website, they must go and look. They've circulated a two-page report that that's the way that they require their research of how to do. Maybe that's why it's not in here.
Transformation that's workable and sustainable.
honorable members, I think you said that we must have we must broaden our scope, especially in the EPG, the role of the community and the larger community or stakeholder. I wanted that somebody must craft what he is saying if he doesn't have anything to assist. I don't think we do have any problem of putting such point because that's what we've discussed and it's how we've said it is your faith that we do recognize that EPG is there, but as a committee, if we cannot do the public hearings, what is it that we want that it must be reflected? Any frame words or sentence that must be inserted, I don't think we do have any problem. Before we adopt this, let's hear how can we formulate that.
So while my only contribution on the recommendation is with regards to consequences for where there has been lack of compliance, particularly when it comes to say in terms of it had to do with the principles of financial management, but also the issues of tenders to service providers without tax certificates. And in the recommendations, we include a particular paragraph that speaks to the need for consequences against financial mismanagement or the lack of compliance to supply chain requirements, because it was a recurring thing that even the Auditor General highlighted very strongly. Particularly with SAIDS, but also there was reference in passing to EQ frequency in South Africa. And I think if we capture that spirit, we'll be able to deal with the issues of governance that often get overlooked because the linkage there is about service providers. Their justification of that is small transactions, but they impact on the financial management of local entities.
We do have point on what one of my letter is saying. There is that last routine. I don't know whether people want it more. The one is saying that there's an enforces compliance with regard to SSM, SCM disputes and adherence to the FFA provision that are related to procurement of goods and services. So we don't hear what he is saying. There's something that is out on what he's saying, and we'll be giving any. Okay.
Thanks, sir. Sorry, I didn't see that last point. I think there, for the individual officials responsible for that, then it covers that spirit.
Budget this year, they do the same next year, we do the same, they do the same, it should be stated, and then the companies be dealt with from the criminal processes. That's my in that point. And then if you call me, I will report to the next one.
Disagreeing on what you are saying, but I wanted to check that bulletin, it doesn't, is it silent on what Honorable is saying?
Of the issues that are ongoing in sport is the need to transform sport across all levels. And this requires the department to initiate programs and projects that can address the problem based on the work. So essentially, the scope that we are painting here is that it's an ongoing issue. We will never stop thinking about it. Let me go to page 34. When you get to page 34, this is where we are now generally assessing the financial performance and service of the department in the entire year. When you look, in fact, what has been happening previous year, how the budgets this financial year have been projected, and what is the status quo in terms of performance. You look at bullet point number 7.3, the second paragraph, in 7.3 on page 34. That we do reflect that as well, that there's a slow pace of transformation. And obviously, the punitive measures that have been muted against certain federations this year, to a larger extent, and this one that's reflected on at some stage, to say there could be a compliance this year. And once federations get what they want, the next year there's no compliance. So issue of consistency is being raised again in this issue. Now, you get then to the recommendations on page 9. Now, what we do with recommendations in particular, and perhaps taking in together the input that members are collecting on, is to become specific if we have to, about what specific kind of change we want to see. But if we acknowledge that there is a body that has been tasked to ensure that, unlike before, we talk of transformation and not see it and not even see the pace, including the scientific report that can be produced out of that, there is one established body now. Is there confidence in that body to ensure that it brings results and that whatever results that we see and possible action that will be taken is based upon the report that will produce? Hence, the emphasis
plays on GTG and not on specific issues. You'll see when we reflect in the report about federations as well. One issue that is made clear is that funds allocated to federations should be used for development, because the rate at which some federations have transformed obviously has been reflected upon by the amount of resources that they receive, and therefore can reach certain areas. However, targets that have been set are monitored by the APG, and hence we capture some records. However, notwithstanding what I've said, I still say perhaps it will assist me to capture specific relevant issues that members want us to capture, that the committee want us to capture, and infuse them here over and above, perhaps, or even delete some of the recommendations that seem to be broader and look at the specific ones. That's the first point. I agree with Honorable Malazi Chair that in this recommendations for say such that there's consistency, that in boxing we do mention that there be consequence management with regard to officials that are responsible. So that issue of ensuring that as well with say it's responsibility, it should also be added. But I'll seek guidance from the committee as far as how to specifically capture this issue of transformation, notwithstanding the fact that we say in the broader scheme of things, the environment in which for instance an issue that we reflect on, that it's an ongoing, and we do pass a conclusion that where federations are funded and where federations are able to comply, there has to be a consistency in as far as transformation. So it can be a one-off thing for this year, and next year we are back to where we are. And in a manner that we've captured it here, it doesn't cover also the, you know, respecting the bodies that are, you know, tasked with that particular responsibility. Because I think the EPG scorecard itself covers broad areas. It's not only looking at the issue of racial divide, it cuts across management, it cuts across procurement in as far as the federations are concerned, it cuts across development programs. And these are targets that are captured in the transformation scorecard that EPG is concerned. So if then we want to zoom into a specific issue which is in the scorecard, we can focus on that. Because I assume that what we want to see in as far as results are concerned and transformation is concerned, is to say where we have given a federation 10 million, that 10 million has to be used to buy, to purchase equipment. That equipment must filter down to rural development. We want to see even for, is there any way that we can measure that that 10 million has been used entirely for that? And can we then zoom into that particular issue to ensure that it's done that way? When we leave that responsibility to EPG, or we zoom specifically to EPG, I see guidance measures.
This is the final point that you must put on what members are wanting, but seemingly we're discussing as if this is the first time that we're discussing this report, and I want to guide you. I don't want anyone to think that we don't want to put whatever he or she wants to do is put, but we dealt. Discuss this thing of the transformation and then
not a bad report. It is a good one. The problem is that unless maybe the content advisor can just say the committee in their input, they raised 1 to 3. I put it in this way because it's really not bad. Like my input was that in the recommendation is that we as a committee we request the minister, because during the midnight sitting to instruct the provincial department that they must utilize the MIG where it's on the sports infrastructure. But it's there, but I can see that maybe my cry is that maybe he put it in his way, but it really, I must say, it's not a better report. Is that what we have raised? It's I don't see it been captured. Unless if we can just say, go to bullet or paragraph page 10 and look at this one that was raised by the committee, I've captured in this way.
Thanks, Chair. I think Honourable Mangane has partially covered my point, because my concern is often that the spirit of what we say is captured, but there's often the issue with the language in terms of do we as members feel confident that the language as is covers our views in the strongest possible sense that we expressed it, because you know, stuff like ensure, you know, it's, and I know there's issues in terms of protocol language and stuff, but, you know, my frustration has always been that if the recommendation is not solid, it makes us think that we get an outcome out of it because of the level of clarity on it. And I think, you know, this way we need maybe more insight into it, because, I mean, for instance, if one was to use the issue of provincial government, which gets, you know, their share from the department. And when there is lack of reporting from those departments, from those 9 provincial departments, it depends on the national department. And we then say, you know, in the recommendation that ensure that there is reporting from provincial governments, but it's already not happening and there is no principle. So we talk about strengthening penalties for those provinces, or so that we can start moving from, you know, hitting the same stone, hoping that it will cry without any progress in terms of coming with what Honorable Fighter was saying, you know, a much more stronger, so that there is probably, I mean, Honorable Fighter. I sense that his body language is changing. But I think that is essentially the spirit, because we want ownership of the report, and that ownership, you know, largely speaks to the language of the recommendations. You know, and it also goes back to what Honorable Rahman was saying, in terms of, yes, there's the EPG, but I think his point is that in terms of, you know, the interventions, the EPG is all that assesses what happens in the federation, but in terms of the interventions at ground level, so that we spread the pool of talent, you know, and then we move on. Because I think the spirit of that was that, yes, at the upper level of federations, there is this body, much done this way. But from a groundswell movement going up, that is where the focus attention is, and which is very critical, because we can link those recommendations, and then it covers all of us.
How to code, how to write and make those recommendations. And hence, the good work that was made by the you know, Sune, when he gave us broadly how to deal with recommendations. So my view here is that I made that both Honorable Becker and Honorable Malat brought in the need for consequences. And once that is covered, the other mechanism to can ensure that we hold people to account is mechanisms that are there to can force people that we do oversight on to do what we want them to do. One such mechanism is the structured approach to dealing with and hence we ended up having the commission. That the commission will assist us to be structured in dealing with transformation so that the people that end up not complying, we hold them to account. In other words, there are consequences for any federation that does not comply. And who can do that? It's the minister, you see. So our mechanism is that the minister, we must force the minister to punish people that are not doing their work. And I was happy that we even discussed issues of the problem. But you'll understand that the province, we are going to end up becoming legalistic as well. That what is it that we can do with regard to province? So, generally, I'm happy that the recommendations do cover the intentions of this committee. And we need really to ensure that the minister and the department, they are held responsible. The PPG must be held responsible. When we interact with the federation that we meet with, what mechanism are we going to utilize? We'll persuade them, engage them, but we can only be effective if we can know that this is the steps that the minister will take if they are not going to move on whatever. So my take really is that unless the recommendation that was made by Honorable Bergman, I'm not sure how it's drafted. My worry is that all the time we must strive toward ensuring that the mechanisms that we can be in control of need to be very clear. If those mechanisms that we can be in charge of ourselves are not clear, then we can make noise and say let's put the ways that are more stronger, but that is not going to achieve that. So my take really is that we have covered all angles. All angles that, and if you can see in the past 2 years, 3 years that we have been here, I mean, we have made a lot of ground. I just hope that Sune, our secretary, will be in a position to can write our story properly, that this has been our leader. But I'm quite happy that we are trying to push, you know, the people that we are working with, you know, more harder. What we have not done, which is a mechanism open to us, to Parliament, because Parliament generally, if it's not happy about the executive, it is either to not approve the budget, but that is one mechanism, or to say no, but this is what we want. that is another mechanism that is open to us. So I might be speaking in parables, but that is the truth. That is the truth. That we must strive for what we can, that which can be in our control. At the moment, that which is in our control is the minister. If he has punished four federations, we must say, no, we are not happy. Let's increase that punishment that we have been given to the four federations. Let's increase it. So you see that the being structured is more useful than making noise.
Chance of going down when we're doing our own oversight.
let's change the way of doing the oversight, that it must be included in order that everybody must come and we monitor and we hear why ABC is not happening with those gaps, in order that we come there and report as usual to the minister that when there, these are gaps and these are recommendation and things that these people on the ground are saying, ABC, we want to hear people from on the ground. And the only way, Tina, that we can have is to, when we're doing oversight. So I'm worried really. Debo, before you fight, Debo, can you assist us? Do you have any other way of including reflection of the community to be on hands on in order that on the ground you must be very sure that Coates was talking the same thing. Those who were made part of presenting the commission, those who have it, and when we wanted to get from poor of the poorest, which were all concerned, it's the committee that must go down.
Thank you, Chair. To start with
I'm sorry, I will follow after Honorable
with the point that Honorable Malana was making around the compliance of accountability of provincial departments, particularly when it comes to the usage of MIP. So I think that is, if you look at all those recommendations, Chair, they start with the preface, so the committee recommends that the minister of sports and recreation, and then list all the recommendations. But this issue of the provincial departments and MIG
chairs, they're not really. They want your contribution to assist people from this meeting. No, no, just saying that I need to see your hand as a researcher with what skills like you did.
The issue of the provincial departments, particularly the sports and recreation departments and MIG, members will know that the MIG in its current form, this is not the plan that falls within the responsibility of sports education. And therefore, the latter or the accountability thereof lies with, and its iteracy is with COPTA. And therefore, if we are to make a recommendation, it will be to the minister to engage the counterparts with regard to that particular issue. So because the sphere of accountability, as we said, does not lie with us. But again, I think when I say this is the issue of the use of language to speak directly to the issues of interest and that which the committee wants to see happen. I think, you know, over the past 4 years, we had attempted to become forceful including the House Chairperson had written to us to tell us that we are, it is not, that is on administrative side, that it is not within the scope of the committee to instruct any, whether it's the line minister or any other departmental minister, to tell them what to do, precisely because of, you know, the intergovernmental framework that and the cooperative governance. And so we are reminded many a times when we address even the minister, like the line minister, as how must we craft the, you know, how must we be careful about how we craft. Look, if there's anybody that is frustrated about how this language is, it's me, the person that has to put the paper down. Make sure that as much as we want to be forceful, but we also respect that particular
hierarchy and you know the respect that you want to give to that. So if anything members can assist, if there's any manner and any wording, English, Latin, that can speak to this, please, I'm most welcome, because I think there's no better way of putting that to make sure that the committee wants to see that happen. The second issue, Chairperson, that I think I need perhaps transfer. I think the issue of transformation, I think I've got two proposals here, Chair. Over and above the bullet point on providing adequate support on page 39, adequate resources to support the EPG, over and above that recommendation. Perhaps, Chair, we should add as well, just so we speak to the issue of federations being able to deliver, speak to the effect that the minister should also provide adequate resources to support federations so that they can meet their transformation targets. Because in that way, what we are saying is that resources that are allocated to federations, for whatever people that they are, they ought to speak to their transformation targets. They ought to speak to their programs to want to transform sports. But over and above that, again, that the minister should enforce punitive measures to federations that are not able to meet their transformation targets. You recall in the last financial year, I think I can take you again to page 7 here. Page 5, if you have to go to page 5. In the last BRRR, the second, top, there, the second bullet point from the top. In the last BRRR, we had said in the then that the minister should prioritize transformation and monitor on quarterly basis federation's performance on transformation targets. This is last year. What has happened subsequent to that? There were consequences that were taken to certain federations at a time. So more federations have been added. So you'd expect the same actions to be taken. But all I'm saying is that the minister has acted on the recommendation, though he has not responded directly to the committee in that regard. But you've seen the actions on the recommendations that the committee has made the previous year to prioritize transformation and ensure that the federations are performing and they are being able to meet them. But what also we ought to be considering when Honorable Malati speaks of intervention, is that you must also remember that there are limitations as far as the Minister of Education Act is concerned as to how far the minister intervene in matters when they are not able to conduct their business in a manner that they ought to. There's a limitation. One is based on the international law of sport, where federation are reporting directly to their international bodies, but also the act itself limits the kind of intervention that the minister has. Hence, the only power is one, to withdraw, you know, the colors, to enforce that hosting and bidding regulations as he has done in this instance, and he has not, there have not been any further consequences. So, where federations are assistance and to what extent? We know again that the two types of funding that federations get.